101 Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word that is taken from Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 3-5. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 1-5. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. When you have found it, say amen. We have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Thank you, may be seated. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Not mine, but his will. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Prophetic words that Jesus shared that we would emulate as we sojourn here on earth, because as we follow him, we follow his words, his teaching, his precepts, and his concept. And so when we think about this topic this morning, we were chosen to be blessed. It speaks to each and every one of us this morning. You are blessed. How many, my brothers and sisters, know that we are blessed this morning? For we serve a God who has blessed us with all of the blessing that we are in need of. And then there are other times, my brothers and sisters, that God blesses us with things that we want. I want this and I want that. And the Lord already knows the wants as well as the needs. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there are many who are sitting here this morning that you would be, that you hope that you would have been the winner last night on that Powerball. How much of our time went to that Powerball? God has a blessing for each of us. And those blessings are personal. Your blessing has your name on it. Mama can't get it. Relatives can't get it. God has personally blessed you. You are uniquely and wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made. So God has a specific blessing for you. And because God has a blessing for us, he has an expectation, Brother Shepherd, that we bless him. How do you know it? Psalm 34 and 1 says, I will bless, not mama, not papa, sister, brother, children. It said, I, that's a personal pronoun, which implies that you will do something. I will bless the Lord at all time, not just sometime, not part of the time, not when you feel good, not when you are just wayward, but I will bless the Lord at all time because his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. That ought to be a continuous praise when we're talking about blessing the Lord, because the Lord has done something for you this morning. One can ask the question, how can we bless our Heavenly Father who has and who owns everything? I'm glad you asked. One way we can bless him is by giving thanks to him, because he is good. He is good. The 100th Psalm and 5 state, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Is there anybody in the house who's willing to bless the Lord with me? Oh, I don't hear you. Is there anybody in the house who is willing and able to bless the Lord with me? Because he got you up this morning. That sounds like a blessing. Somebody has a testimony of the goodness and the grace of the Lord, because you were sick and now you're well. You were hurting and now you're healed. That sounds like a blessing. Oh, come on and bless the Lord with me as we magnify our Lord, our God, and our King. And he's worthy to be praised. Somebody was sick and now you're well. Somebody said that the doctor gave them up, but now you're able to move and do what God has. And so, oh, come on and bless the Lord with me, because I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. And if you can bless the Lord, sometimes there ought to be a shout of praise of the goodness and the grace of our Lord, our God, and our King. He clothes us in our right mind. That's a blessing. He put food on our table and clothes on our back. My brothers and sisters, that sounds like a blessing. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, he alone is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. He's a great God. How should we bless him? We should bless the Lord and praise him and magnify his name, because he's good. Yes, he is. He's gracious and merciful. One of the things I have discovered and I have learned through the scripture is that according to his word, that God inhabited the praises of his people. I need to ask a question. Are you his people?
Yes.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, the Lord says, I've got something for you. He said, not only can I forgive your sin, but I can heal your land. Not only can I restore you, but I can regenerate you. If my people, are you the Lord's people? You ought to know who you are in the house of the Lord, because you call yourself Christian, implying that you are Christ-like. And if you are Christ-like, you walk like him. You talk like him. You emulate him. You do the things that are pleasing in his sight. The Lord is a great God, a mighty God, an eternal God, a loving God, a compassionate God, a forgiving God. That's enough to praise him each and every day. Oh, come on and praise the Lord with me. In Ephesians, in this letter, Some have called it an epistle, a letter. In this letter, it was written to the church at Ephesus. This letter was written while Paul the apostle was in prison in Rome. Paul had been under house arrest for over 2 years, but Paul could still do the ministry that God called him to do. And it does not matter where you are. Does not matter what your situation may be. Does not matter what your health condition may be. If you have the Lord in your heart, you ought to be able to give a testimony of what God has done in your life. If God has been a blessing to you, you can put it on paper. You can put it on the radio. You can put it on the internet. But most of all, you can put it out with your mouth. Because the Lord has done something good to you. Because we have all been commissioned to share God's word to his people for such a time as this. And so the Apostle Paul knew what his responsibilities are. But do you know yours? We all have a responsibility in serving and honoring our Lord, our God, and our King. In Ephesians 1 and 3, the historical text states, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us in every spiritual blessing in heavenly places." The first thing we see is that our Heavenly Father has a son. He has a son. I'm reminded of how God himself spoke when Jesus was beginning his, was about to be baptized by John in the Jordan. When God said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am not just pleased, but well pleased." And when you are a son of God, you go from being pleased, but well pleased. Not only do we see the son, that God has a son, but we see God establishing something because of his son. Genesis 3 and 15. We see the first mention of this son, even in the Garden of Eden. When God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This was speaking of the Son of God who would come and redeem or purchase man back to God the Father. Even in the garden, God had a plan. Darrell, the enemy thought he had messed us up. But thank God, he said through his son, he said, "If I be lifted up," he said, "I will draw all men unto me." The enemy had a magnificent plan, the plan that would destroy men, a plan that would separate man. The enemy had a magnificent plan to separate us from God, but he did not know. God, who is all-knowing, knew exactly what he was doing. And the enemy, who is not omniscient, did not know the plan, the mystery that God had in store. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, you are uniquely different. You say things that men can't comprehend because God ain't giving it to everybody. But when you have been bought with a price, when the power of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, resonate within you, you say those things that speak it into existence according to the will and the pleasure of our Lord, our God, and our King. And when you are in his will, the Lord says, "I will bless you according to my divine purpose."